All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. Okay, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meetings on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is KD2ERR, Dave Bainbridge. Good evening, everyone.
All right, good evening, Dave. It looks like it's just you and me on Echolink so far, and I've got my laptop open. That's why you see the TP after my name there for ThinkPad, so that way you know which machine I'm on. So try to do that when I do the net on purpose so I can see if there's any other Echolink users. Dave, go ahead, take the floor. Tell us what's going on in your part of the world.
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. Nice talking to you again. Not too much going on here this evening. Just spent a half hour or so playing mindless computer games, so taking a break from ham radio for a minute or two. Took a little look at my Gordon West amateur extra book and thinking that I need to take another practice exam sometime. So with that, not too much going on. KD2ERR, back to net.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to get some stuff tidied up here, Dave, between the two nets from Lawville to Boonville here, so got the dog all happy and situated. He's got his dog Yum, and he's been out and everything, so that's a good thing. So, yeah, I got 23 degrees here right now. Boy, I'll tell you what, anybody that's out there driving tonight, do be careful, because I know anything that's wet is going to freeze, and gosh, I hate to say this, you know, black ice, especially bridges, they freeze first, and if there's any water on it, that could be a slick spot. So please do take care when you're out there driving tonight. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot, Mike, N2PFM, good evening.
WA2U.
KC2WI.
Okay, that was a nice lineup right there. N2PFM George, WA2U John, and KC2WI Pete. All right, George, we're going to start at the top of the list with you, N2PFM. Tell us what's going on your way. How much snow did you get, by the way?
Well, good evening, everyone, on that. We got about 2 inches of snow here on the mountain side. And, of course, there was slick spots and everything today. I'm sure there's a lot right now with the weather. I'm not going out. Once I'm in the afternoon for the day, I don't go out at night at all. I don't drive at night, that's for sure. Put it that way. I've got a temperature here of 20 degrees after a range of 19 to 31. Of course, that 31 was at midnight last night. And got the belly stove burning away, that's for sure. Will for the next few days. Then it'll be off for a day and then on for a day or two again. Depending on how the weather goes, gets up around 60 on a Thursday. The stove will be going out for a day or whatever. So that's about it. Nothing too much to report going on here. So we'll say God bless and 73, and hope everyone's doing well. And 2, PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, always good to hear from you. In fact, I feel bad I missed you when I was up there actually driving around in the Boonville area on Saturday because I had to go to a party over on, I'm going to see if I can not slaughter the name of this, Lachutes Road. I think it's Lachutes Road, something like that. It's down near, kind of in the vicinity of the Nirvana Water Plant there. Just up and around, just past the Boonville Airport. That's about where I was, near the power lines. A good friend of mine lives there, so their son was turning 16, so that was kind of cool. So, all right, John, without wasting any more time, WA2U, the floor is all yours. Go ahead, John.
Okay, have a very good WA2U. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening on the airwaves. So 22 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. And let's see, what did we accomplish today? Well, Kathy and I had our workout. She worked on the, did the aerodyne, I did the elliptical. We kind of switch off. Tomorrow will be weights and then back to aerobics, then weights and back to aerobics. So we've got a good, haven't missed a day, except we don't work out on Sundays. We're, since February 2nd, I guess, so we're not in the gym, we're out walking. Well, kind of interesting with the weather we've had. It's supposed to get down, though, I guess, into like 10 degrees tonight. Well, let's see how that goes. And we listened to the scanner frequencies, a little bit of activity here on Route 365. I don't think we was on the news, but a fellow went unscathed. He rolled a tractor trailer over at the corner of Route 365 and Route 8 about 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning. So that kept Pullman Fire Department and some other crews, but he was able to get out of the cab and everything. I'm not sure that, you know, no matter the tractor trailer involved, it's a big mess. I don't know if it was logs or what he was carrying, but no one got hurt, so I don't know if he was heading up north or coming down, but a lot of accidents to monitor. And what else? We had a good week, and of course I checked in last night, but listened to a lot of music Saturday evening and enjoyed that. Spent some time today upstairs in the office area writing a letter. We've got a submit, and boy, it's funny, I was kidding a friend of mine, boy, it seems like you're, no matter how old you get, you've always got to write some sort of a letter or write an essay kind of thing. It's kind of funny and interesting. It doesn't all go away with just school, so. And I mentioned I got all the chairs all straightened out around the table here with the new cushions on it, but amateur radio, I'm trying to think if there was anything new with amateur radio. I know that coming up this Saturday is the roll call for anyone interested in E-Cars. E-Cars on 7.255 at 10 a.m. They have a roll call the second Saturday of the month. That's kind of neat because it gives you a chance to see how propagation is, plus to see, you know, if you just put up a new antenna and things of that nature. So you get a chance to listen to that. Or even better yet, check in. Kevin, James, we'll turn it back over to you, and I'm trying to think if there was anything else, but not at the moment here, so WHU, back to Ned.
All right, yeah, KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley service net. Yeah, John, if you think of anything else when I call up for any comments or queries, we'll let you jump in there. So right now, we got to move on, and we're going to say hello to our good friend Pete, KC2WI. Go ahead, take the floor, Pete.
KC2WI, I guess I got to go outside, get a little more firewood here. And I was hoping to keep my two stacks of new wood intact, and the two high piles that I have on the side of the garage, so that I could leave those and you know, get new wood for next year. Well, I think my wood for next year is going to be the tree I got to cut down, which is really, I hate to do it because I'm going to lose my HF antenna, but I think I have to. It's bad. But I'd like to be able to stack all the more recent wood in somewhere and, you know, not put greener, we'll call it greener, wetter wood on top of drier wood. But I think, even though it's warmer than normal, it's not that much warmer, I'm going to end up with a half a pile. So I'm either going to have to unpile it to put new stuff or move half a pile to somewhere else or something. I'll probably just move it. But anyway, yeah, a couple inches of snow. Didn't seem like that much out front. Of course, that's where the sun comes off. But boy, my back steps here. And, when I shoveled them off, it seemed pretty deep, but it was only a couple inches. I see some guys, some of my snowmobiling friends, Darren up in Indian Lake, I guess, took a ride. He wasn't much, I guess, but he took a ride around the, I don't know if he just went around the field, the yard, or if it looked like he actually went somewhere. Probably not very far. And, I was thinking the way it was snowing this morning, I might be able to do that, but if I had a big yard, you know, or a hay field next door or something, probably I would have done it, but it wasn't worth the bother. Tomorrow I might get out and actually uncover and dump a little. I got one that's almost empty tank. I drained it out, but I'm going to put some no ethanol in there and run it for a few minutes, and the other one, I think I actually have two that I should drain and do the same with, and that'll be good for the summer, and since there's a little snow left, I'll be able to just ride them around the yard. Boy, the modern snowmobiles, if you try to ride them on the grass or something, the skis, there's so much weight on the skis, and of course you got carbides in that, it really chews it up pretty quick. The old ones doesn't make any difference, you hardly even notice it. Because there's no weight on it, not much weight on the skis. Anyway, let's see what else is going on here. Not too much, yep. We're back into Boone Dilemma Radio Club meeting this month in a couple weeks. And tomorrow night, the Lewis County Emergency Communicators Group is going to meet up at the Hospital Command Center during and after the Northern New York Hospital Emergency Net, and we'll do that. We'll do a little digital message training, and maybe some good old-fashioned, maybe, I don't know, some of these guys have probably never seen a radiogram, so probably just hand out some forms and go over that. And that'll be good. Hopefully I'll not get too bogged down tomorrow, and I can get out reasonably early to do that. And it always seems like something comes right up at the last minute, but I'm just going to have to, you know, avoid it tomorrow. And I guess it's supposed to be sunny at least tomorrow. I don't know how much snow is going to melt because it's not going to be too warm, but we'll see what happens later in the week. I haven't even looked. KC2WI.
Yeah, KD2FBM net control here for the Black River Valley service net. Yeah, Pete, I was kind of checking the forecast here for what I do with the radio station. Looks like it's going to warm up a little bit for a few days and then cool back down a little bit. and then into the weekend, it looks like we're going to start climbing again. So hopefully, if those that don't like cold weather, the worst of it will be over in the next 24 to 48 hours. And just another dip, like I say, towards the end of the week again, then it should pop back up. So, all right, yeah, I'll tell you what. Yeah, KD2FPM here, like I said, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Come now, please. All right, are there any comments, queries, or still late check-ins if you're out there? Come now, please.
WAQ with comment.
All right, the net recognizes WA2U. John, go ahead with your comment.
Well, Pete was mentioning traffic. There are some nets in our area at CNY. They actually have traffic training. They offer that as part of the net preamble. So if anyone wants, I'm not sure how that works, but you can contact the net managers and they provide the traffic. Maybe they have a packet of information or something. And on that same vein, I was noticing that, NOAA Weather has announced, at least on 162.425, you were mentioning weather, they're providing NOAA Weather training and the classes that are coming up in the springtime. They've even mentioned Lake Pleasant and some areas around the area with the dates, and people can either go to the website or go to your local library if you don't have a computer and pre-register for the classes. So we're getting into the land of opportunities for various, whether it's traffic training, weather training, or maybe there'll be some classes for upgrading licenses and things of that nature. So things to look forward to once the snow's all gone. WAQ, back to that.
Okay, John. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up because I just did a whole deal on the radio station with a inclusive public service announcement. I believe it was for the Friends of Germantown Flats, and I want to say it was the Fort Herkimer Amateur Radio Association, and they're sponsoring a training that will be taking place on April the 13th. I'm doing this from memory. At this should be a Wednesday. I got to look. Yeah, Wednesday, April 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Germantown Flats building, and it'll be at 555 Route 5S in Mohawk, New York. And anyone interested in participating, or if that, I mean, that might be a bit of a hop for you guys, but I'm not sure how far the signal gets down. Anyone that's in that area, that it would have to be in association with the Albany area at this point for the Albany Weather Service. But you go on the website, www.weather.gov/ALY, and at the top there's a, on the page there's an item that says, I believe, like news events, and it'll have that caption where it's a clickable link for trainings for the spring 2016. And you can click on that and then fill out the application for the event that you would like to attend, whether it be the one in Mohawk or other events that might be coming up. So, yeah, if you guys happen to catch me on the radio, if you're able to catch 90.9 that far out, or on the radio website there, www.wvvcutica.com, and there's a play button to you. You can actually listen on there. So it's a streaming audio where they were able to regain that. That's another long story for another day because that's been a nightmare ever since they passed the new laws for the higher rates for royalties. So, like I say, you can go in there and check that out too. All right, we're still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please.
KD2ERR with a comment.
Okay, the net recognizes KD2ERR. Dave, go ahead with your comment.
Well, actually, I've got two of them, but so I'll make it quick. One, concerning the weather, I just happened to check on Facebook that a buddy of mine is coming back home from Raleigh, North Carolina, where it's been in the 60s and 70s the past few days, and I'm glad we're going to save a few days of cold, nasty weather for him. And on ham radio side, the Shenango County Amateur Radio Association in Shenango County, we're generally located in Norwich, we're having an open house this Saturday from 8 to 12. It's at the Shenango County Grange, which is on County Route 32. We will have a VE session. And just a general idea of what ham radio is to anyone who doesn't know what it is or wants to learn more about it. We've got a few demonstrations set up. So we plan on having a fairly decent day. And we will be talking in on the 146.685 repeater. It's a W2RME repeater. It has a PL tone of 110.9. Or on simplex at 146.520. With that, I'll send it back to Kevin. KD2ERR.
Okay, Dave, thanks for that info there. Yeah, I forgot that you guys have stuff going on over there in Shenango County in Norwich. So, yeah, that's excellent to share that. All right, still looking for any comments, queries, or any possible late check-ins. Come now, please. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
WA to you with a query for Dave.
Okay, net recognizes WA2U with a query for KD2ERR. Go ahead, John, with your query for Dave.
Okay, thanks, Kevin James. Yeah, Dave, I'm not sure how long you've been in the Norwich area. I used to have a very good friend of mine. He's become a silent key years ago. His call was KA2NKD, KA2NKD. His name was Gil, and he, I guess he lived up on top of the hill, but he had a little candy store down there in Norwich. I don't know if you ever knew him, but of course, as I said, he became a silent here many, many years ago. But he used to go down and visit Gil K2NKD and his wife Jan years ago, and they were very, very, Gil was very, very active in the graveyard net, excuse me, on 3.967 on the graveyard net, so. Anyways, I'll listen, and I don't see if any comments. Dave, go ahead and turn it back to net control. I'll listen WA to you.
Okay, yeah, well, thank you very much. No, I'm not familiar with that call sign. It was probably quite some time before I got my license and joined the club in Norwich, so but I'll have to do a little research and see if I can find that. And like I said, anyone's more than welcome to come visit our open house and check out what we do down here in Shenango County as far as amateur radio goes. KD2ERR, back to net.
All right, yeah, KD2FBM back here, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Yeah, I'm glad you guys got the chat. keep in touch, like I say, you know, that way if any information comes up or if you were able to find anything, Dave, you can share it back with John. All right, still looking. Any last-minute comments, queries, or late check-ins? Come now, please. All right, yeah, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. There was a station in there I was not able to copy. If you could try again, either up your power, move to a different location, or if one of you other guys up there that are on the repeater, if you can help me out, that would be greatly appreciated. Okay, apparently someone's having some issues out there. I'm not able to copy anything there at all. So tell you what, we'll throw out one more last call for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. KD2FPM, Black River Valley Service Net, Net Control. Last call. Come now. Okay, my apologies. I'm not able to copy. Are you guys able to copy that station that's off in the distance there?
WATU, maybe if he gives a call. I was actually listening on the input. So if he wants to try it again, Kevin James, I'll try to pull it out very, very right at the edge of the threshold of Welsh WATU listening.
Okay, received, John. WA2U, I may need you to help me with that one because it was really down in the mud for me. I wasn't able to pull anything out of that. So I'll stand by and listen if you can pick them out. You know, at least let them know we acknowledge them. KD2FPM with WA2U.
Cycling the repeater, but there's, at this point there's no audio, so you've got to substantially up your power if you want us to hear anything, but I'm not hearing anything on the output or the input. WATU, back to net control.
All right, John, thank you very, very much. I appreciate you assisting me with the output and input frequencies, seeing if maybe you could pull that station through. And my apologies if that station can hear me, that we were not able to copy. Hopefully at a later time, maybe we'll be able to catch up with you. Echolink is also available on this, so if you can look up KD2AIT repeater, that's another access for you. All right, one last call for comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:33 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I would like to thank everyone who checked in tonight. And we had check-ins from KD2ERR, Dave, and 2PFM, George, WA2U, John, and KC2WIP. Very good conversation tonight, guys. Appreciate it. And, Pete, I'm going to start investigating on that FL-Digi that you and I got talking on the Lowville repeater. And tomorrow night. Good luck with the net that you're going to be doing with the hospital. Hopefully all goes well with your contacting Whiteface Mountain. That'll be really cool. I'm going to be wanting to hear how that worked out. If I don't get in here tomorrow night, it's because I'm at a meeting for the Knights of Columbus, and hopefully I'll be able to return. I'll sneak out from my fire department meeting if I can Wednesday night. So Matt should be in here tomorrow handling everything. That'll be 82JWC because he was overtired from doing a lot of plowing and salting today. So again, I'd like to say 7-3 and thank those that also listened. We know you're out there listening on the scanners, and thank you very much for your time. This is KD2FPM saying 7-3. I will also be logging out of the Echolink system, and as always, I do appreciate the use of Echolink. All right, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
KD2FPM, KC2WI.
Yeah, KC2WI. Pete, go ahead. KD2FPM here.
Yeah, if you just search on FLDigi, you'll find, the downloads are now on SourceForge. The other website is where originally everything was. That's W1HJK, I think. But he's moved all the source code stuff is down on it's up on sort of SourceForge, and it's a little bit convoluted to get the various programs. It's all sort of under FLDigi, but when you go through it, you'll find that FL message in the other. And those are the two that are probably the most important to get. And it's actually, it'll run on anything. It'll run on a PC. They have it for PC, for Mac, for Linux. I think there's an Android version, which will be interesting to try. If you have two computers and they both have speakers and microphones, all you got to do is put it in the two computers and set them next to each other, and don't worry about radios at all, and you can experiment, using acoustic coupling. And that's actually the best way to start, is not to try and figure out any kind of sound card to the radio interface, because the basic way is you stick the computer's microphone up to the radio speaker to receive and transmit. You take the radio's microphone, stick it up to the computer speaker, hold the press to talk button on the microphone, and click transmit on FLDigi. So it's super versatile. You could use it with any radio that way. And it takes about 5 minutes to install the software in the computer. It's not very hard. There's some little tricks, but not too many. One of the tricks is linking the FLDigi and FLMessage programs so that FLMessage will pop up, FLDigi will send the data right to it and it'll pop up, but that's not a big deal. So yeah, it's worth playing with, and once you start trying to send messages and do that, you'll say, why are we doing this voice stuff? Because it's just so much faster. There's still a need for, voice messaging and precise, message handling with a radiogram or something, but boy, I'll tell you, you're not limited to the 25 words and the, you can really send the good stuff. So anyway, good luck with it. We'll talk to you later. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, thanks for that info. I will hunt that down and see what I can come up with, because that was my next question. You answered it. If I was going to have to build a special wiring config or whatnot to go from the PC or the laptop to the radio and vice versa. So you answered that for me, and like you said, to try it out first internally between two machines, which I think I should be able to do without too much of a hassle. So, all right, with that, I will say 7-3, Pete. Thank you so much, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to make it up your way on the 19th. I've got it written down on my calendar, because I've got a meeting down here on the 18th. So we'll see where we're at. So with that, I will say 7-3, Pete. You take care. KC2WI, it's KD2FBM. Clear monitoring the 655.
Seven three. Yeah, the interface when you get one is basically getting sound in and out, you know, between the two devices, typically with isolation, audio isolation transformers to prevent ground loops and that kind of stuff, and then some way of keying the radio, and there's all kinds of variations on that. The standard way is the computer uses a COM port and with a very, very simple isolation. Most new computers don't have COM ports, so you get a USB to serial port converter, and you can do that. But if your radio has locks, you can just do it that way. And also, some of the fancier interfaces, which are basically a USB sound card, like the Signalink, you know, basically they have their own built-in boxes. You don't need the COM port, and you can build one of those. I really want to do it, but I don't want to get involved in another. I think you build the whole thing for using a computer sound card and maybe a USB port for 5 volts of power if you needed it, and then a simple, basically, detector, or, you know, AM detector to make a really simple box kind of circuit to key it. But that's another project. It's 7-3, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, that might be something I may have to take with you in person later. So thanks again, 7-3, Pete. Appreciate the info. KC2WI, KD2FM, clear monitoring the 655.
Nothing else. KA2 Zion Z returns to next frequency.